integrity. That's called courage.
Free up your mind. Use your imagination.
All you need to know is I'll get you there.
Learning.
Now that's the stuff leaders should be made of.
Welcome to the Open House Podcast. Our guests are our students, opinionated, daring, and ridiculously smart. They ask tough questions about life and about learning. This podcast is by them and for them.
Thank you so much, guys, for joining us for what is, I think, now the 11th episode of the Open House Podcast. David Perel wrote a small note about meme culture, and he said, memes let Gen Z communicate empathy. Gen Z can come together by liking and sharing memes. Memes are everywhere. Very often it is through memes that we find out about things that are happening in the world. If I take a very recent example, we saw memes on Meghan Markle's interview with Oprah before the interview itself was aired. In open house classrooms, we've also used memes for learning. Can you express an academic concept or a formula in the form of a meme? Our answer is that definitely, yes. So our theme today is meme culture, and we have a very, very interesting panel of speakers. We have Kyle Fernandez as our guest speaker, who is the CEO of Meme Chat, an app for meme makers. He also started Shit Indians Say, a meme page, about 5 years ago. And there is more to his name, and I'll let Kyle introduce himself later. Shrikrit is going to be in class 12 at St. Xavier's Collegiate School in Calcutta. He enjoys swimming and cricket and is one of the few people who loves math. Shrikrit, I'm giving you company in that category. But thank you so much, guys, for joining us for this episode. My first question is actually pretty simple. Why do we love memes so much? What is it that makes them so appealing?
If, you know, the thing about memes and why it's readable, it's because you realize that you're not the only sad person in the world out there. You know? You can relate, you know, it's all about relatability. You know, people, you know, you think that, you know, you are in a situation, but then you see a meme on it, it's relatable. And you're like, oh shit, yeah, this is so relatable. And you realize that there's so many other people having the same experience. And that really forms like a bond with either, a page, or maybe a page, or that piece of content, right? That, you know, it's relatable. And when it's relatable, you know, you really feel elevated in that sense. So that is one of the main reasons I feel, you know, memes, go viral and are shared so often, because they're highly, highly relatable. Like the most weird things, right? For example, you have your mom putting in needles and the sewing kit in a biscuit box, right? Mm-hmm. Which is, you would think that only happens in your house, but happens everywhere, right? Or something that, you know, or something that as simple as, you know, something that you do, probably you think that you are the only one who does, but then you see a meme on it and you realize that so many other people are doing. And that just varies for every kind of topic that there is out there.
I can immediately think of, you said mom and sewing kit, and I thought of moms obsessing about dabbas and tiffins and you forgetting one. That's where my mind went,
yeah,
actually.
For sure. I think that is, you know, one of the key things about memes. You know, they have to be highly, highly relatable. If they're not relatable, they're not funny, right? Mm. Relatability is key for memes.
What about you, Shrikrit and Arman? What do you think?
I think memes are absolutely a different way to like converse with your friends and everyone. You know, it's like altogether a different language that you converse in. Because like it describes your situation so perfectly, like I don't think words will ever be able to do that.
Wow, that's interesting. So is meme culture like just about humor? Do we enjoy them just because they are funny? Or do we like it because somewhere we express the truth through memes?
I think that is a very valid point, because it's not all the time it's funny. You know, the fact that, you know, someone put a very, could be a sad, relatable, sad topic in the form of a meme to probably express something that is very alarming or concerning, can sometimes be, is also a meme. It is a meme, but, you know, it can definitely depict various things in terms of, you know, It doesn't always have to be funny. Like, there could be memes on, you know, something that's really disturbing that's happening, you know, let's say unemployment. There could be memes on something, let's say, that is, you know, something of a global nature, right? Let's say, you know, like Trump and the Biden feud was a massive, you know, it was memed massively. And to think about it, it was a serious topic. It was, you know, pretty serious for the Americans, for sure. But, you know, people were making memes not only because the entire thing was funny, but also to put across a point, you know. It is to put across their points of view, because, you know, if you want to put across a point of view and you want to reach to a massive audience, and Gen Z's and millennials are the best massive audience to reach out to, because then they'll share it with their parents, or they'll share it with, you know, other people. And when they share, you know, the reach definitely increases. And, you know, so people can put various things in the form of memes, you know, and especially as a meme company, our focus is, you know, trying to, you know, put brands within memes, trying to put, you know, various topics that we can find within memes, because our entire concept, our entire app is based on memes, right? So for us, memes is not just a joke. It is a very broad spectrum. It's education. It is political. It is general knowledge, news, everything through memes.
What about you guys, Shrikrit and Arman? Do you think it's just about like a meme being funny?
No, like less funny or more informative or more connectable. Like, funny is not the main reason that you use memes or you see memes, but more so because you can connect with the memes. They describe your situation in an absolutely, absolutely perfect way. Like, just one picture with a line on it can describe your situation so well. So that's why memes are like so popular amongst all of us today.
I think the visual element of memes, that is like one of the key things, that is so short, so crisp, and it's so visually appealing. That the thing is, probably it does not describe too much, but it just describes exactly what needs to be said. It's like, you know, you don't have to say too much. You just have to say one thing and it's like, it's sorted. Right? It's understood by people. You know, you don't need to have a 2-page long, you know, paragraph on essay to describe the topic. You know the thing, I know the thing, no bullshitting. This is what it is. And you know, that is just the meme right there.
So that instant click.
Yeah.
What is then the creative process of making a meme? We were discussing this right now, just before the podcast. What the creative process would be?
I think to, you know, create memes or think about what memes can be, you go like what you like doing and you find out in that topic certain funny things that you do. You know, knowingly you do them, you know they are funny, but like still you keep doing it. Like, for example, we made this meme on physics about the value of acceleration due to gravity. Like, some people say it's 9.8, some say it's 10, but when you don't give it, everybody is confused. Like, should I use 9.8? Should I use 10? So that way, like, we made one meme out of this. So that way, like, you choose a topic that you know, and then you find out funny things in it. Truthfully, every topic has something like this. There is no topic that does not have something funny or, you know, something connectable in it. So yeah, that's basically how you choose, how, you know, meme topics.
Yeah.
So there definitely is a creative process. And I think my answer is going to be very in terms of, so I don't know if I can go very technical on this. But, you know, because, you know, our job is to, you know, make the creative process, you know, understand the creative process of memes and, you know, automate the process. You know, so essentially what we do is this, that, and this is, I'm talking about not just humans creating memes, I'm talking about machines creating memes. You know, I'm talking about, you know, how do we automate the process at a large scale? You really understand the various kind of things that people make memes on. You understand all those memes, you know. Once you find those memes, you have meme templates. As you would know, there are multiple meme templates. You group memes on meme templates and you understand what the meme template signifies, right? Some meme template could signify by saying, you know, get out of the room, or a meme template could signify a blank expression, you know. So once you have this thing in place, you have this data, what we then tend to do is we try to create more languages or more captions and more content around that same behavior so that we can replicate the process on large scale. And the thing is, that has to be very relatable to people. So for example, if I am creating a meme, let's say on doctors, right? The meme is not going to be found funny by Arman or Shrikrit or you. You know, it's going to be funny to doctors, right? So your target audience for who you are creating the meme for needs to be very much aligned. So if you are creating a meme just for your WhatsApp group, your WhatsApp friends, it has to be about the class trip you all went for. It has to be about, you know, something like you all did together. And, you know, understand that chemistry, you know, amongst yourselves. But if you're creating to a larger audience too, you know, it really, really depends on the kind of audience you are making the meme for. You know, it has to resonate with what they do and their behavior of what they do.
And so then the most important question would be, who is it for?
Yeah, it's for everybody. It is for everybody. Memes can be made for everybody. You know, it can be made for our parents. It can be made for our grandparents. It can be made for anybody, but just you need to be relatable, you know. You need to relate to them. And if you're not able to relate to them, that is why they don't use it. So this is one of the, so a lot of, after a lot of research, we kind of found out, you know, why parents don't understand the concept of memes, or, you know, not as much, you know, especially Indian parents, right? Many do, but most don't. It's because, you know, they don't have their generation meme creators. If they had their generation meme creators creating memes for what they found relatable, probably they would be into memes as well, you know? So it's just bridging that gap, bridging the gap of, you know, their age group, their mindset, what they find relatable, and, you know, creating content on that. Because, you know, Shrikrit and Arman can create content on, let's say, 12th physics or 12th chemistry, right? And people who are doing 12th physics and 12th chemistry probably find that funny. You know, people who passed out of 12th physics and 12th chemistry will also probably find that funny. But then it's not too funny for a person who's not done it, right? It's not too funny for a commerce student. Yeah. It's not too funny for... So it's really, it really depends. So memes are for everybody. Memes are definitely for everybody. It really depends on who it is intended for and if the right intended person is definitely seeing the meme or not.
Guy said that, hey, Indian parents don't get memes and they don't really share memes. Is that true? Do you find that your parents just don't understand this concept of memes?
My mom maybe understands the memes a little bit, but my dad doesn't understand memes that much. He doesn't like generally see or share memes. But my mom, I show her a few memes sometimes that, you know, I think maybe she'll find relatable. So that she finds, she understands them pretty well.
Yeah. maybe the dad groups and the mom groups like have their own meme culture and we just don't know what's going on over there. But Shrikrit and Anand, you also made memes like in the classroom for learning. Did you have fun doing that? That's like one. And did you ever think that you would make memes from, you know, your syllabus? Did you ever imagine that you would do that?
So like that was definitely a lot of fun, you know, because these were things that were like absolutely right in front of us, but we never noticed them. So like when you sat down, tried to search for them, you were like, wow, there are so many ideas over here. There are like so many relatable things over here. But like I never kind of imagined I would do this. Like, you know, making memes out of your syllabus. Never thought about all this. You were like, this cannot happen.
Does it help in actually making learning more fun? Does it help in clearing the concept? Do making memes actually help in learning?
I definitely feel they can, because there's so many. It really depends on the creator, right? Because the thing is, the person who's creating the meme needs to know the physics concepts very well. He needs to understand the chemistry concepts also very well, and he also needs to be a memer at that, in the same sense, right? For example, like Shrikrit mentioned about the G being 9.8 and 10. It's very funny and relatable because when you are lazy, you just want to put 10, right? Who wants to calculate 9.8, right? Armstrong number. You know, I don't know what I forgot what it was. 6.4 into 10 to the power minus 23, if I'm not wrong. You know, I just take it as 6.4. I'm not gonna pay 6.4232 into 10 to the power minus 23. I'm not gonna do that. So, you know, that is all that is very relatable. And people who do that, you know, they know they are lazy and that's why they use 10. That's why they use that. And they would probably find this part also funny, right? And similarly for, you know, things like physics and stuff like that. I remember in physics, there was this book called, this I don't know if you all would find it relatable. There was this book called Iridov, very complicated physics book, right? You probably won't find that funny because probably you all have not done that book. Again, you know, it's very, very subjective. But, you know, on concepts of, you know, especially education, right? Like, it can be made really, really, really interesting. You know, people for accounts and commerce people, people doing the tally software, people doing, you know, understanding the, you know, tax deductions and the tax rates and this TDS, that, all that calculations, you know, they would find that interesting. You know, us science students would find, you know, the maths part interesting, Fourier transforms, you know, those kind of things very interesting. And it's you can make it relatable. You can either make the concept relate to some other concept. For example, let's say covalent bonding and ionic bonding, things like that, you know, do it with some sort of a relationship, or like anti-magnetism with some sort of a relationship of person, and or the bonding of some sort of a relationship. But it becomes funny in that sense. But then you can also, you know, put various other topics into that. And so it really depends on the creator, and he needs to be well versed with memes, and he has to have a strong knowledge of his domain.
What do you guys think? Do they help in learning?
If made properly, definitely they can help in learning. Like if the right person makes it, they can definitely help with your learning.
Yeah.
But it's hard to find the kind of person, right, with the kind of sense of humor who has enough sense of humor that he, you know, he understands his physics and chemistry concepts also very well. You know, because people who have the physics chemistry concepts strong, they probably don't have time for internet culture.
Yeah, that's true.
So that is definitely one thing. Yeah, that is definitely one thing. But I feel, you know, I think it'd be very interesting to see, you know, if it can be used in something like EdTech. And for sure, I think it can be used. See if it could.
Kyle, your journey with memes started 5 years ago when you started Shit Indian Say. How have you seen meme culture change in the last 5 years?
For me, it's I've been viewing this thing from the other dimension. Like, so I'm actually seeing the entire thing evolve in the sense of a creator and the person who's trying to make these trends, right? I probably couldn't give the right answer of how I see the trend culture involved in terms of trends. But what I've realized is, you know, people's consumption pattern, content consumption pattern. I mean, that is one of the key things that has really, you know, contributed to a significant impact of how people consume content. For example, you know, attention spans are decreasing. People have more, they have abundant data. They have internet. You know, they are using things, they used to use things like TikTok. I don't know, do you all use TikTok, guys?
Well, now no one can use TikTok here.
I mean, there are multiple other cringe apps out there, you know. Oh my God, these apps are so cringy. So, you know, and these cringe apps, you know, they have these weird videos and meme. People are making memes on those videos, you know. And that is, you know, that it evolved into that, you know, short videos and things like that. And people's attention spans, you know, generally decrease. And the thing with Gen Z's and millennials, right? We are so random, we are so absurd that we will find just a glass that is condensing on a table funny. You know, with the right caption, we will find that funny. We will find, you know, anything that is, you know, on the table, on the floor, anything that we can make sense of or comprehend or not comprehend, find it funny. And that is just so absurd and random. And the thing I realized was, you know, the more absurd and random you can make things, you know, the more trending it becomes. For example, there was this trend of this tractor, people, you know, looking at this tractor from JCB Khudai. You know, I don't know if you've heard of that trend. You know, just looking at a tractor, looking at thing, and you're finding that funny. I mean, it is funny. It is funny if you think about it, right?
Yeah.
It's absurd. And, you know, we once made this trend on a cooler. It's just a cooler. It's just a photo of a cooler. You know, that was funny. You know, and it's funny, right? Because, you know, it's not about just the cooler. It's about the caption that goes along with it. You know, it's about, you know, how people are just... And the best part is, right, it gives people joy in the mundane things of life. You know, because, you know, life is competitive as hell. You know, people are facing their own battles. And this just makes you see your world in a very different perspective. And I think that is a very big contributor to, you know, why people like me. It's just more happy. It's more relaxing that, you know, you are not on the same boat alone. You know, there are other people with you on the same boat. So I think that is the very key thing about memes.
You know, I mean, last year, and Kyle, you wrote this, that in 2020, when the whole world turned topsy-turvy, memes were often our only way to laugh at ourselves.
Yeah.
So essentially, I mean, memes are linked to how much stress we are feeling, how anxious we are. So what do you guys feel about that? That do you really like just express your anxiety through a meme?
Yeah. I think with memes, it's like somebody else describing funny things about you to you, and then you are the one that's laughing at them. So like, they are really probably the best stress busters that you can have at a time, you know. So I think, you know, the best part about memes for me was in middle of classes, like after 40 minutes class, when you had that 15 minute break in the middle, just 15 minutes scrolling through Instagram looking at memes, and you were like fresher than ever to attend your next class. Like, just it just refreshes your mind absolutely and gets you 100% focused again.
Yeah. So just sort of makes light of the situation, and I don't know, adds a, like, is a stress buster, of course. Kyle, what do you think? Was 2020 a watershed moment for meme culture?
I think it was, see, the thing is, you know, bad things happen all the time. You know, bad things would continue to happen. You know, if it wouldn't be COVID, it would be the economy. If it wasn't the economy, it would be something else. You know, so memes would be made irrelevant of any other, you know, anything. The thing that we were all in a catastrophe together, it just made it so funny because, you know, we all are the same thing. We all are locked in the house. We all are, you know, don't know how what to do with our lives. You all are just sitting at home. You know, what do you do? Watch Netflix? How many movies can you watch? Learn how to cook? You have to clean the house. You know, it's funny, right? Because now when you're on the lockdown, your mom used to ask you to do the dishes. I don't know if your mom asked you to do the dishes, because if she didn't ask you to do the dishes, you are very privileged. But you know, they ask you to do the dishes, and it's not that just your mom asked you to do the dishes. Everybody's mom asked their kids to do their dishes, right? And everybody found that funny. You know, it's about, you know, it's all about, you know, being on the same boat together. And I think definitely I would say there were a lot more memes during the 2020, because there's so many other bad things happened collectively to all of us. So definitely in that sense, there were a lot more memes. But how the world is continuing and how people live their lives, we'll see a lot more memes, because, you know, 2020 was just the beginning of shit hitting the ceiling.
Yeah. In the recent, like in the last couple of weeks, what have been some of your favorite memes? I have to say mine is, like, mine would be the memes that came from the Suez Canal episode. I was just so amused by that. That, like, in 2021, a ship actually, like, blocked, a whole like path. What have been some of your favorite memes?
I think you hit the nail on the head. entire thing was absolutely funny. The fact that, you know, one tiny ship was crumbling economies, and you know, was crumbling how you know, export import happens, and to understand that Europe is so dependent on that small strip of land to, you know, carry off their businesses. That was crazy, and I think that was that. I think I would go with the same.
I think my favorite memes have been the recent ones on the IPL. That the like every year you have the same memes on RCB, but like every year you find them funny.
Yeah.
Every year, you know, they have some new ad every year. It clicks with your brain like this is really funny. So the Rahul Dravid ad they have for cred this time, just somehow it's funny, but it's very basic, still very funny.
Timeless stuff.
Those have been my favorite.
Huh. I actually really liked the Meghan Markle and Oprah memes as well. And people gave a Punjabi spin to it. So I was just like beyond amused.
That Meghan Markle incident, you know, it was, I think that entire incident was so, it was so memeable. That entire incident was so memeable because, you know, who would expect, you know, them to say the things that they said, to talk about the royal family at the way they did. And the fact that, you know, Prince Philip, may his soul rest in peace, passed away 3 days back, you know?
No, I have to actually, I'm just covering my face because the Prince Philip memes also like really got me. One of my favorite ones was that the royal family is worried about, you know, Meghan and Harry's baby when Prince Philip is actually purple. I mean, I was just, I think I... Every time I think of it, I just like start laughing. My next question actually, Kyle, is for you about meme chat and where the idea for meme chat came from.
Oh, so I was one of the few people who like, you know, was into maths, into computers, into coding, into computer science very strongly, and I was also into memes, you know. So because I had those two things, I say, all right, you know what, let me just code something cool. Probably I can, you know, get a lot of downloads because I have these pages. Made the app, got the downloads, got the growth. So, you know, that's how I built meme chat. But the initial idea for meme chat was essentially when we started this first company of mine called Subscribe. So I've had a turbulent school life, huh? Let me tell you that. My first company I built when I was 15 years old, which was a normal social networking platform. Then in order to grow that platform, I created this meme because, you know, marketing is very expensive. For any company, marketing is very expensive. So how do you grow a company, right? You need to do Facebook and Google Ads. That's what we thought. Until there was this page, I don't know if you heard of this page called Bakchod Billi. They helped, you know, promote me, Subscribe, that old company via memes, and we realized, shit, so many downloads coming, wow, we can do this all the time. We did that and we decided then, okay, let's make our own meme page so we can promote our own company. And that is when, that was 2013 I started my company. That was 2015 when I started the page. And then I realized, all right, you know, memes have this supreme amounts of power to make things viral. And that's when we went into memes and studying, you know, the entire. And now, to be honest, you know, it's crazy to think about. It's, you know, people would say this is just a simple, you know, a funny image or relatable image. But we are conducting massive amounts of research on, you know, the kinds of just that image and the ergonomics of it, the geometry, everything to its detail. We are thinking of, all right, this much of white spacing, this much of text to image ratio, this, that, language models around memes. And I don't know, I sometimes find I'm crazy, you know, doing so much of, you know, maths for, you know, something that is as simple and as silly as a meme. But, you know, doing something, you know, as crazy, you know, doing this kind of maths and doing this kind of technologies for something that's as silly as memes. And but I think only time will tell, you know, how much this pulls off.
Kyle, from what you're saying, actually, you're making memes and making memes sound like a science. Is that the case?
If I had to talk about the technologies that we are building and to showcase the things that we are building, it's going to be really crazy. Because, you know, from takeaway from... Are you all into computer science?
Well, at
least. I dropped it. It does economics instead of computers.
All right, no problem, but it definitely is, it's very easy to think about. The thing is, but what we are trying to do essentially is automate the process, and that automation of process, that is where a lot more science is required, because giving the ability for a machine to make a meme, that is something that takes time to build. I think that is why it sounds like a science. Probably it is not.
Hmm.
But, you know, the entire process of that definitely is. But definitely I can say the font size, the font color, the text color, the image to the text ratio, everything, you know, is a big factor for your things to go viral.
You know, we started off this conversation by talking about relatability and how that is really the core of meme culture. But if meme culture is about relatability, then does it make us also more empathetic people? Do we understand each other better because of memes? Are we able to like connect with each other better because of memes? Do you guys feel that way?
I think for sure, in terms of, you know, people talking about things that they never talked about in the past, it definitely opens up things over there. You know, people are talking about things that they would never speak about in the past, and because through memes. But it can go both ways, right? In the sense that, you know, if there is something that is really, it can, I believe this strongly, 10 years down the line, memes will have the power to topple regimes, because they will give out this feeling of unanimity. And if people are noticing that unanimity that comes because of the viral effect of the feeling that it is passing along, and that feeling rises, and once a feeling rises of either, you know, detest, or a feeling rises of happiness or love, it can go both ways, right? Either you're very happy, or you can, you know, become proactive to topple a regime. It can work both ways. So it really depends on, you know, really depends on people's scenario. Yeah.
What do you think?
If regimes have to be toppled, it might just be a good thing.
Yeah.
I think yes, memes, like, they give you the sense of unanimity, because like a simple like on a meme tells you that, okay, I am not the only one that's relating to it. Even my friend is relating to it. So it gives you, it bonds, it's a way of bonding together. So I definitely think they have a big effect on everybody around. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Those were actually all of my questions for you guys. If you have any questions for each other, like, now is the time.
Memes are very good pickup lines, Shrikrit.
Okay, I think, yeah. I never thought of that.
I thought I just put it out there for everybody to listen to. And I think, you know, yeah. Shrikrit and Arman know this as well.
Yes.
Yeah, so Kyle, this is your public service announcement.
Yeah.
For everyone who tunes in.
So that is good. You know?
Yeah. Like, this has been such an interesting conversation. And I think I just want to like close off by just reminding everyone what Shrikrit said earlier, that memes are a shared language, and we no longer need to text people to stay in touch, and just sending a meme is sort of a way of saying, hey, I'm thinking about you, and hey, I found this funny and I thought of you. And I think that's really lovely. Kyle, you have made certain projections about like where memes will take us in the social and the political sphere. And I think it will be interesting to see that play out as well. But thank you so much. This has been really a lovely conversation. I think if there is a defining feature of Gen Z, it is memes, and it is meme culture. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Shekhar. Thank you so much, Arman. Thank you so much, Sumitra. It was great talking to you guys. And all the best, man. Are you, Shekhar, did you just go to 12th or are you passing out now?
No, I just went to 12th.
Oh, crazy. Shit, man. You'll be in lockdown for the next year. Probably your boards will also be postponed. So you can, you will find the last year's memes also funny.